Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Carol Obley back with us. Carol has been the bridge between heaven and earth in more than 14,000 group and individual sessions and readings. She's been the subject of newspaper articles, spoken on both radio, this show a lot, and TV, and the author of a number of books on mediumship and healing. Her latest is Wisdom from the Spirit World. She has also published articles on spiritual and metaphysical subjects and taught numerous workshops at Lilydale, New York, the largest U.S. Center for Spiritualism, and she has produced audio programs to help folks with spiritual development and teaches classes in intuition, mediumship, and healing. Carol, welcome back, and how are you?
Good evening, George.
I'm looking forward.
Great.
Excellent. It's great to have you back. I can't think of a better time to have you back with the world and so much tension and crises. My gosh, what's happening?
Oh, yes. Well, that's something maybe we can discuss, and how this time is very pivotal for people on a spiritual level.
Do the spirits get involved with you when events like what is happening in Ukraine, Russia happen, or tensions like that?
Well, the spirits are always involved with all of us. And, you know, the if people really knew how much cohesion we have with the higher worlds, you know, higher than the physical plane, I think most people would be very surprised by that. And I got this message not too long ago, George, about, you mentioned the conflict and really the atrocity going on, you know, between those two countries. And I had this very strong message about angelic intervention in that case and helping those souls. And I truly believe that, you know, during 9-1-1 that we had in our country, there was a lot of angelic help and assistance to help those souls and really humankind. So that's going on. There's always help available from the higher realms. That's something important that people really need to remember. We're not doing this alone.
They never turn their backs on us, do they?
No, the higher beings and even our own relatives. You know, I'm a medium. I've done many years of communicating with the spirit world, with people's loved ones. They're always there to help, and in some way to really communicate to us the real meaning of life. What is important? What are the values? And how we can make it better.
You have talked about spiritual frequency. What does that mean, Carol?
Well, it's really the state of consciousness of our soul. Our true essence is of spirit. And so our spiritual frequency is, you know, that dial, if you use the metaphor of a dial, is our frequency, our awareness of our spiritual identity, is it relatively low? Or is it, you know, somewhere in the middle? Or is it very high? So that's what I term our frequency, our awareness of our soul's identity.
Spiritual consciousness, is that almost the same thing?
I would say so, yeah. If we are aware that we are first and foremost spiritual beings, it's always interesting to me that a lot of us, you know, and I've done this myself, we really get lost in our mind. We think that we're our thoughts. We think that we are our rational mind or our personality. And we're not. We have those, but that's not our true essence. So the spiritual frequency we carry is the level of awareness that we have of ourselves as spiritual beings.
Now let's talk a little bit about what had happened to our show last night. I was talking with a guest about cryonics, freezing the body, wanting to bring it back later when they develop a cure for whatever the person died of. And my question to the guest, Carol, was, what happens to the soul when you do something like that? When you resurrect a body that has died, you know, creating a new one through a clone or something, what happens to the soul?
Well, the soul being, the soul enters at the time of incarnation, at the, you know, into the body of that little infant. So I can't imagine that the body's really going to be animated. Perhaps there's a different soul that would enter in. It could be, you know, a different soul than was originally in there. But that's what really happens, you know, in birth. The soul actually goes in and out prior to birth, and it usually enters in through the crown. And that's the energy center, of course, at the top of the head. But it really doesn't make full connection until, you know, just prior to birth. At least that's what I've seen through, you know, many years of study of this sort of material. So with cryonics, I'm not quite sure what would happen there, but the body really wouldn't be alive without the infusion of the soul.
You need the soul, don't you? It's got to happen.
Yes, because that's what animates the material world. That's what animates the material body.
Carol, take us back to the beginning. How did you get involved in spiritualism? How did this happen?
Oh, well, I've told this story before, and actually in my books I've written about it. And I think a lot of mediums come in this way, and it's through something that is somewhat catastrophic. And in my case, it was a fire. And I was running a business, and overnight, the business burned.
Oh, geez.
And so that was the end of that. For about a year, I kind of floundered around. I didn't know what I was going to do. But I got a phone call, and the phone call changed my life, essentially. And that phone call was from a friend who's no longer with us. And interestingly, George, she actually was in a very, very serious car accident on her way to my house, and was put into a suspended coma, a drug-induced coma, and subsequently passed. But she had invited me to come to a metaphysical center prior to this terrible accident that she had. So Eventually, I went to the center, and that's where I started to develop with healing and becoming aware of the soul and taking a lot of workshops and learning hands-on healing, and then eventually going to a place called Delphi, which is near Atlanta, Georgia, and I became certified in mediumship and also took a lot of training at Lilydale that you mentioned in my bio.
Did you get better from the get-go, or were you pretty good at all along?
Oh, no, there was a huge development. And anybody who is working in this field, I was born with this ability. I know that. I know that I've done it in prior lifetimes. But just like anything else, like an athlete or a musician, you can have that predisposition, but you really have to be trained. You really have to hone the skill. And so that's what I did. There's a world of difference in the readings, the quality of the readings from when I first began to what I'm doing now.
Absolutely, yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Carol Obley with us. Her works, of course, her latest, Wisdom from the Spirit World, Life Teachings on Love, Forgiveness, Purposes, and Finding Peace. Tell me about the forgiveness portion of that book.
Well, that's a theme that's really weaved within a lot of my books. Forgiveness in a spiritual sense means a release of the past. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that we okay what was done to us if there was something negative or hurtful. It simply means a conscious decision to release the past and to be free of that baggage, so to speak. And I really consider it the cornerstone of spiritual awareness or spiritual growth or evolution, because it frees us and it makes us available in the present moment, which is all that you and I really have, or that anybody has, is right here, right now. So forgiveness is necessary in order to evolve on the pathway of life.
We're going to do calls with Carol next hour. She will do readings, but she will not talk about any health-related matters or legal issues as well. That's not what she does. I think you touch on some of the health things in a more elaborate session, don't you, Carol?
Yeah, I mean, these are mini readings, and I only really, when I'm doing this
show
and
these are quick, yeah.
Show, it's just one question. Or if somebody wants to say, who's around me, I usually just say, I'm aware of, you know, this or that person, and so that's how that'll work.
One of my longtime favorites, Edgar Cayce. You've done a lot of work in his arena, haven't you?
Yes, yes. You know, George, when I first started, I read Edgar Cayce, his readings, which actually, and I know that you're very familiar with that, the language that he channeled those in were, it's kind of stilted and, you know, kind of biblical type of language. But the essence of his readings are very foundational to metaphysics and to really understanding the nature of the soul. And I undertook reading the bio of him, and you actually had that guest on, that author on your show, who wrote Cayce's bio. Very interesting individual, and he actually did, Cayce did trance. He went to these things called the Akashic Records and retrieved information about the individual's soul, and then delivered that information. In those days, of course, they didn't have tape recorders. He had his secretary, Gladys, who transcribed everything that he would say in the readings. And he's greatly colored. His research, his readings, have greatly colored my work in that I sort of consider him a mentor in the investigations into the soul and the nature of the soul.
I've lost over the last several years, Carol, some close friends who have died from various situations. And I've always wondered if they're on the other side, but I don't seem to have a pressing desire to want to contact them. Why is that?
I know you've interviewed me before, you've mentioned that you really aren't interested in that. And you know what? I'm going to tell you and everybody listening a secret. I don't really have an interest in receiving mediumship. And I'll tell you why. Because I know that my relatives and, you know, my pets that I've had over the years, I know that they're there. And I really don't need to hear from a medium, you know, things like that. So perhaps it's because you already know that they're doing okay and that they're going to be connected through the eternal bond of love.
And one day I'll meet them, one day.
100%.
No rush, but one day.
100%. We're friends here on the earth. We are friends with people. We can be friends with them when we return. I've seen that through multiple readings, that people's friends, not just their relatives, their friends and their pets will reconnect once we're in the spirit world.
Automatically, or do we have to search it out?
No, usually automatically, because here's a truth that I've seen multiple times through multiple readings. We don't die alone. We do not die alone. Those we have been connected with here that are already in the spirit world when we die help us. They greet us. I call them the welcoming committee. We have a departure committee here. Oftentimes, you know, people who are in hospice, family members that gather around, you know, the deathbed, you know, even nurses or doctors, those are the departure committee. There's the welcoming committee on the other side. And that, yes, that can include friends.
Absolutely. It's fascinating, isn't it? It's like a science.
It is, but you know what? What is most important, I think, that people understand about death, there's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear. I used a quote in one of my books about death being the next great adventure, and it truly is. It's the journey back home. And I have no doubt that, you know, when I do that or when you do that, that you're going to meet up with those friends that you were so close to here, and that they're going to welcome you, and, you know, you'll be uplifted, and your spiritual frequency will be changed to be higher. And that's another role that those in spirit play to help us upon death, is to raise our spiritual frequency, our spiritual vibration.
Now, you have written that there's a power of choice in our lives, and how does that shape these experiences?
Yeah, that is always, every human being has the power of choice, and that determines the quality of our lives, meaning the choice that we make is something that we're always responsible for. So if we make a choice that's in accordance with our soul's consciousness, meaning a higher consciousness, something that's good, something that's beneficial, that raises our spiritual frequency. When we make a choice that, on the contrary, on the other side of that, that is something that's, quote, bad or not in accordance with the soul's consciousness, that's going to determine a frequency as well, and it's going to be a lower frequency. So the cool thing about all of this is that rests with us. We are in control of that, nobody else. So that our power of choice that we hold within ourselves really determines what we're going to take with us also when we die. Because we don't automatically become enlightened beings when we die. We take the consciousness that we have here on the earth, we take that with us when we enter into spirit.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.